Support for the Commodity Week podcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, offering crop insurance, grain marketing, and commodity brokerage services. Learn more at sfarmmarketing.com.
This is the May 23rd edition of Commodity Week.
Todd Gleason services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Welcome to Commodity Week. I am University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Our guest today will be Elwin Taylor, ag meteorologist from Iowa State University Extension. Our panelists include Dale Durkles of AgriVisor out of Bloomington, Illinois, Scott Harms from Archer Financial Services in Oakland, Illinois, and Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Let's begin our discussion today, Daryl Durkles, with this question. We posted an outside up week in the July soybeans, 49 cents higher, new contract high. Can you read this particular chart much higher?
I really can't. You know, when you start looking at the beans themselves and you put them in a much broader context and a bigger environment, you still get the picture and get the idea that this is a market that is tired. And even as you look at Friday's market itself, after bursting out to new contract highs on Thursday, we ended up settling below the old contract high we'd set in April on Friday, and it just said there's no follow-through buying up here.
And Scott Harms, your view?
I would tend to agree. I mean, one thing that we saw this week, we did not see a lot of strength in the July-November spread. It did work out a little bit, but it wasn't a real strong leader this week. We may see a squeeze in the July positions at some point, just as we saw last year as we got closer and closer to delivery. But the way the market reacted after breaking into new highs, like Dale points out, I think it indicates that we're closer to the top than breaking out further to the upside.
Any difference of opinion from you, Pete Manhart?
Not really. We roared and backed up, roared and backed up. If you look at the low, I think it was Wednesday, we hit 67.5, and the next day we were 60 to 70 above it, and then we couldn't make new highs and backed off later in the week. So I think we've seen most of it. I think we're going to look at now weather and how much we've actually got coming in from South America and whoever else that we're shipping in because of those prices.
Scott, as you watched the wire services, is there reason to believe that we will be able to make it all the way to the new crop year and still manage to carry in as much